This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Triple Captain Extra. I'm Luke Jurdy. I'm your host. I'm at Luke Jurdy on social media. And of course, we are at FPL Triple Cap. Give us a follow on Twitter. We're quite active on there. We're also on Instagram. Not so active on there. But hopefully Rich is going to improve things for us on Instagram. Just a little dig at Rich there for not updating the Instagram. But it's all good. We're nicely active on Twitter. We've got the Discord going. And welcome to another episode. Food for thought. I'm going to give you some food for thought this week. I'm going to go through my game week and my team in more detail and my overall rank. I'm then going to talk through our mini leagues, top five or top 10 in that. I'm going to go through my game week review, running through the highlights of the matches that I saw and any stats that I've picked out from the matches this week. I'll update you with my current watch list. I'll answer questions from our Discord and I'll go through transfers and captains. If you want to get involved, you can join our mini leagues. The code is on the episode notes for my mini league, the extra mini league, and the main one is on our Twitter, and the link to join our Discord is on our Twitter too. We do this completely free. Everything's free. All the content is free. So, game week 4, 72 points I finished on. I took a minus 4, like a lot of people. I brought in Diogo Jota and I captained Cristiano Ronaldo. So, I took out Bruno Fernandes and I took out Danny Ings, like a lot of people did this week. The reason I ended up going with Jota is I thought, out of all the options available, there was basically between him, Greenwood, Sarr and Traore. At Wolves, and I thought Jota had the highest ceiling, basically, and judging from that performance against Leeds, he was very, very unlucky not to score more points. And as I said on Twitter, this was a straight up battle between Ronaldo and Jota versus Bruno and Calvert-Lewin. If I'd have decided not to go for Ronaldo, I would have kept Bruno. I probably would have captained Bruno against Newcastle, and I would have brought in Dominic Calvert-Lewin. So thankfully I didn't do that, because Calvert-Lewin ended up getting 0 points, and of course we know he's injured. So therefore at the moment it's Ronaldo and Jota 29 versus Bruno and Calvert-Lewin 16, because I would have captained Bruno and I think he got 8 points, so double that would be 16 minus the 4 from Ronaldo and Jota because of the hit. So quick maths, 25 Ronaldo and Jota 25 versus Bruno and Calvert-Lewin 16. So I'm glad I made those moves. I'm glad I took the minus 4. It doesn't always work out a hit, but for Ronaldo I thought it was worth it and he delivered. It was one of those moments where you just don't overthink it. Well, I mean, even if you did overthink it, if you thought about it in detail, you'd have still brought Ronaldo in. You just look at the huge amount of data that we've got for him, and he is just Mr. Consistent. He delivers week in, week out. And as we saw from the game, he had his 6 shots. He scored 2 goals. He scored again in the Champions League. I mean, I don't want to go into that too much because this isn't a podcast about United, but Ole Gunnar Solskjaer needs to take a long, hard look at himself. And it worries me for United this season. I think as it is at the moment, fourth is their best kind of bet, I would say, with the way that Chelsea are performing, the way City are performing, and the way Liverpool are performing. I'd be surprised if United got above fourth place this season, which will not be good for Solskjaer. So watch this space there. And, you know, I'm keeping Luke Shaw for now, but I just can't see United keeping clean sheets for the foreseeable future. They still look dodgy at the back, whether Varane's playing or not. So something needs to be looked at there. Anyway, let me take you through our mini league. So the Triple Captain Fantasy League top five, we have Adil Ahmed, his team Wizard of Erzil, coming in at number 5 with 80 points this game week. In 4th place, Darren McAvoy, Mad Hatters, 79 points this game week, a total of 337. In 3rd place, Show Me the Mane, Nathan Harrott, he got 73 this week on a grand total of 338. Frankie McCarroll is now level 1st. For some reason, he's dropped to 2nd, but he's on the same amount of points as Ole Christian Pettersson with Shadow FC. They're both on 3-4-5. Ole Christian Pettersson, he got 73 this week, as I just said, and he played his wild card this week. So I'm just having a little look at his team. He went without Ronaldo on his wild card. Very, very interesting move. He supports Chelsea. His fan league is Chelsea. So Lukaku was his choice. 26 points, of course, from him. Unfortunately, he was one of those people very unlucky, like my fan team this week with Calvert-Lewin and Antonio. So he's got a decision to make this week, but did really well, Captain Lukaku. He's got Salah, Traore, Jota and Torres, Dean, Alexander-Arnold, Shaw and Livramento and Saar in goal there. So a really nice return on a wild card, 73, and his overall rank is 3,294. Very, very impressive. I'm kind of worrying that I'm too far behind already. And who else we got? We have got Triple Captain Extra League. How many people we got in there at the moment? We got 46. Great stuff. Hopefully that continues to grow. I'm 25th at the moment in that. So on mid-table, 289. That's not too bad. Top 5. We have got Paul Hogarty's team, George Can't Stand Ya, in 5th place. Or Love and Rockets, Carl Hellier's team, in 4th. Sacked in the morning, Finn Linder Eriksson. He's dropped down to 3rd, although still got 71 points. Nathan Harrott, Show Me the Mane, 2nd place. He's in our Triple Captain League as well. And in 1st place, Desmond Brady, holding on, 339, 64 points this game week. Iglustan Wanderers. Overall rank 9,966. I think he's dropped down there, but he's holding on to the top, at the top of our extra league. So yeah, my overall rank is 616k. If you offered me that at the start of the season, I'd be pretty happy. Captain Ronaldo, as I said, got Jota, Salah, Benrahma, Rafinha, Tony, Antonio, Shaw, TAA, Soufal and Sanchez making up the rest. Nice to get the clean sheets from the defence this week, and obviously the captain points from Ronaldo, decent points from Salah. The rest of the team, not that great. Let me talk through match of the day and my watch list. So Palace and Spurs, obviously, yeah, 3-0 Palace. Spurs, I think, really suffered without Son, who's out injured. Emerson Royal made his debut at right back, with Dyer and Tanganga the centre backs, and we all know what happened to Tanganga. He got sent off and Dyer went off injured, so anyone that went with them, unlucky. But this had been coming from Spurs, this defeat. They'd had, you know, amongst the worst XGC in the league, and Palace destroyed them. They were really, really good. Conor Gallagher, I've spoke about on the main pod, he's on free kicks, he was on corners, he was creating space for himself, wasn't afraid to shoot, came close in the first half. I think he's got goal and assist potential, one to keep an eye on. Harry Kane had 15 touches in the first half and didn't do much better in the second half. Zaha puts me off. I think I spoke about this on the main pod, just because he's of his discipline, but goal and assist, you can't ignore that. So I wouldn't be against putting him in my team, but he's not on my watch list at the moment. You should have scored. Zaha was everywhere. The goals were coming, and eventually they did. I thought Emerson Royal actually looked okay. I know a lot of the chances came down the left hand side, but he's got no attacking threat as of yet, so no interest there in my team. Zaha was on penalties, which is interesting, but Milivojevic was on the bench. Zaha, after in an interview, said that he's always thought he should be on penalties. You know what Zaha's like. So maybe he will keep that duty, which makes him an even better option. The Palace's fixtures aren't great until kind of game week 11 to 14, and then from game week 17 to 25 they're really, really good. So Gallagher could be a great enabler, as we've spoken about, to make room for those three premiums. Edouard, we've spoken about, on the main pod, 6.5 million option. They bought him for 14 million. That looks a bargain, but obviously we've only seen 6 minutes. But he could be great, and the future's bright for Palace. So on the watch list from there was Conor Gallagher and Odson Edouard. Arsenal-Norwich. Team news, that Tomiyasu started at right back, 4.5 million option there. Ben White was back, he started. ESR was on the bench, so that kind of puts you off the kind of early promise of Smith Rowe. They started with Pepe, Odegaard and Saka up front with Aubameyang, and Lacazette was on the bench as well. From Norwich, Gilmore, Cantwell and Rashica were all benched. Brandon Williams at 4 million started, and Omo Bamidele, 3.9 million started for Norwich. And Aaron Ramsdale made his debut in goal for Arsenal. Tierney's back on the watch list. I think he's a good option. They've got great fixtures, Arsenal, and Tierney was creating again. He was up and down. Tomiyasu, the right back, had a shot in the box. Loads of chances for Arsenal. Pepe with the assist, Aubameyang with the goal. Remember Aubameyang. It was their first goal of the Premier League season for Arsenal. Saka and Pepe combined well. I thought Pepe looked exciting. Oba with lots of chances. He is a bit of a flat track bully, so keep an eye on him for the next few fixtures. But I think with all the other options around his price point, we'd be mad to be putting somebody like Aubameyang in the team at the moment. Pepe and Saka are on my radar, but I'm not committing to putting them on the watch list just yet. 30 shots is huge, but they were playing Norwich. Having said that, similar to the amount of shots they had against Brentford, so if they can improve their finishing, they could explode against lesser opposition. But home fixtures are going to be important, I think, for Arsenal. Brentford and Brighton, not much to report on the team news. Veltman was back. Duffy started again. No Gross for Brighton. And they got a really nice 1-0 win. Despite that, neither team really showing much attacking-wise. Brentford just the one shot on target. Brighton with two shots on target. Tony had a fantastic effort in the first half to chip the goalkeeper. Came really close, but it wasn't to be for Ivan Tony, and I have already moved him out of my team, which I'll talk about a little bit later. Trossard, some good play to Welbeck, who had a shot which was saved. I thought Tony was a threat again, but Mbeumo just at poor finishing. He had three chances again, but just wasn't quite off target with all of them. I thought Brentford were the better team in the first half, but they need the chances to fall to Tony and not Mbeumo. 90th minute goal for Trossard, assist from McAllister, great win for Brighton. They look solid at the back, and I'm happy to double up on their defence when they are at home, and I'll be doubling up on their defence this weekend when they play Leicester. Kind of forced because Antonio's having to be benched, but I'm okay with playing Veltman and Sanchez. I think Brighton look really good at the back, and I think they're going to have a solid season. Team news from Leicester and Man City. Vestergaard started for Leicester. Bertrand started. And Marte, 4 million option on the bench. So we're probably not going to see much more of him. Ademola Lookman, new signing, was on the bench. And Harvey Barnes started again. Torres, Grealish and Jesus and Cancelo all started again. Laporte and Diaz as well. But KDB and Foden were back on the bench. No Pereira for Leicester. I don't know whether he's injured, but I noted that down. City unchanged. I couldn't quite believe they were unchanged. And they had a load of shots again, 25 shots, 8 on target. Leicester had 6, only the 1 on target. Despite that, from watching Match of the Day, I thought Leicester were unlucky. I mean, Barnes hit the bar. I said that Leicester should have been winning. Vardy had a goal disallowed. It was very close. I wrote here that City were lucky. But then looking at the stats, they perhaps weren't as lucky as I thought. I mean, 2.76 XG is huge. And Cancelo, I mean, Cancelo, lucky assist. He had a shot which deflected off Soyuncu, which then Bernardo Silva finished. So I think a bit of a lucky assist for him, but still a good option. And he is on my watch list alongside Torres. City have scored 11 goals in their last three games and haven't conceded. They're looking like champions again, aren't they? So it's ominous signs for them, and I think Torres is a good option, and it looks like Pep Roulette isn't as much of a thing at the moment, so I think hold on to him if you've got him. But KDB and Foden are back now. Eyes on De Bruyne for some fixtures in the future, particularly that Burnley at home fixture, which City always do really well in. And I think, as I said, I think on that game week when City play Burnley, I think Salah has got a tough fixture. I mean, City have got Southampton this week at home, which is a really good fixture. But then they're playing Chelsea away, so we're not too interested in that. And then they have Liverpool away, so we're not too interested in that. And then they've got Burnley at home in game week 8. And Salah plays Watford away. So, I mean, you're probably not going to take Salah out for De Bruyne when he plays Watford, but that Burnley fixture, you've got to target that in game week 8, I think, with your City attacking assets, because they pretty much always spank them 5 or 6 nil. United v Newcastle. We've spoken a lot about Ronaldo, of course. He started after all the hype and furore around that. Greenwood started again, Bruno and Sancho. Pogba played deep with Matic, so one to keep an eye on there, as we said, but he's still got 2 assists. No Wilson for Newcastle. ASM was up top on his own. I thought Ronaldo was on it really early. Step over, hit the side net in. I thought Sancho and Shaw worked well down the left. Varane was a threat from corners. I thought Sancho's improving. I mean, he's certainly not an option just yet, and he looks completely overpriced at the moment. But I think he may be an option in the future. He just needs some time to settle in. Greenwood again with an assist. He was in and around. Ronaldo top poacher goal for his first goal on his return. I thought Luke Shaw had a great game. Despite the lack of the clean sheet, he got his assist and was creating a lot of chances again. But United still dodgy at the back. Newcastle caused a lot of problems. But it was superb goal, the second goal for Ronaldo. Pogba, another assist. Bruno with a beautiful finish. And Lingard's goal was great as well. But after seeing United in the Champions League, I'm not really interested in bringing any of their players in right now. There's a lot of variables that we're still not quite sure on. Southampton v West Ham. They're not too much to report team news wise, and bit of a disappointing game really. Only 3 shots on target for each team. Zouma was on the bench with Vlasic for West Ham, so you'd expect him to come in soon. I thought Livramento played quite well. Benrahma and Antonio combined quite well, but Benrahma was subbed off on 63 minutes, which is worrying. I think I'll keep him for one more week, but apart from that, he looks like he might be on the chopping block. And of course, Antonio sent off on that. Not much else to report. There's no one on my watch list from that game. Watford versus Wolves. Dennis started again. Bolly still on the bench. Kilman and Saiss started for Wolves, and I thought they looked really solid at the back. Watford only had 2 shots on target at home and only 6 shots on goal. Thought Sissoko had a shot early on, but Sarr made the save. It was a nice play and shot on target from Trincao. Thought Watford were threatening. I thought Sarr did well, but not threatening enough. Semedo, of course, had 2 big chances. He'd be my choice from their defence. Marcel got 2 assists, but still the second one quite lucky. Lovely cross for the first one. And Hwang, of course, scored. So one to keep an eye on there. Thought Jimenez was okay. Nice header, but off target. I do think the goals will come from him. And it was Semedo and Jimenez on my watch list. And I have brought in Jimenez for Ivan Toney. Who else we got? Chelsea Villa. I thought Villa were unlucky. Same XG as Chelsea. Chelsea just more clinical finishing. It'll be interesting to see Chelsea's defence in the next few weeks, because obviously Villa caused them a lot of problems, but unsure whether that will continue. Lukaku's so good at finishing. He only needed 2 shots on target. If he gets more, he's gonna score loads of goals. It's as simple as that. And he was a great option this week. He's got 2 tough fixtures coming up, so I do prefer Ronaldo for the next 2. But then, of course, like everybody else, I'm thinking of bringing him in. But, you know, it depends how Ronaldo's playing, of course. Ronaldo might well be undroppable. But Chelsea looking good. It's matches like this where you come under the cosh, but you still win 3-0. Alonso's on my watch list. Lukaku's on my watch list. Watkins is also on my watch list. Alonso, if he keeps his place. I mean, he also played again in the Champions League, so it looks like he's going to be first choice. If he is, he could be gold along with Reece James. Saul made his debut. Don't think he's going to be much of an FPL option. And the defence was rotated again. Rudiger did start, so maybe he's the most solid option. But Reece James would still be my choice there. Leeds-Liverpool, I think, some stats from this game. Mane had 10 shots, only two of them on target, eight of them were in the box. Three big chances for Mane. Quite unbelievable that he only got the one goal. Diogo Jota, three shots, six chances created, and two big chances created. Salah with three shots, two big chances, and four chances created. All good numbers. Scored three goals. They could have had five or six. Liverpool looking really good. And Leeds confirmed kind of bramble status team. I spoke about that last game week. The late risers, upside chasing. And it looks that Leeds pretty much could be whipping boys again for the big teams this season. Bamford had four shots, two on target and three in the box. And against Liverpool, that's pretty good. So I think if I could have afforded him to go from Tony to him this week, I would have done. But I decided to go for Jimenez purely on a money basis. I did a quick comparison between Bamford, Jimenez and Armstrong. And there wasn't much to choose between them. Jimenez actually came out on top for shots. Armstrong came out on top for shots on target. Jimenez came out on top for shots in the box. Big chances, Bamford and Armstrong level. Chances created, Jimenez on top again. And XG, Bamford and closely followed by Armstrong. Jimenez XG pretty low, but his XA was top. So I liked those stats. He's got goal and assist potential. Fixtures, great. And couldn't afford Bamford. So it was an easy move for me to go from Tony to Jimenez. I'm keeping Antonio. If I had Calvert-Lewin, I still think I would have chosen Bamford just because he's got better finishing ability at the moment. But I'm hoping Jimenez can pull it out of the bag. They're the teams, the players that are on my watch list. I didn't watch the Everton-Burnley game. I know Demarai Gray had four shots, one on target, two in the box, and one big chance. That's not too bad from Demarai Gray. But so far, as I said on the main pod, three shots on target, three goals. That is not sustainable. But if you're on Demarai Gray at the moment, enjoy it while it lasts because it's been going very, very well. Questions for the extra pod. Roger Booth. I want to sell Tony but don't have enough money in the bank to get Bamford. Do you think a straight swap to ASM is a good shout? I also have Antonio, but I'll probably keep him for now. We've spoken about this on the Discord, Roger. ASM, no, not a good shout. And I think you've got a strategy to go ahead with on the from the Discord. James Priestley, inexplicably, I still have Gundo in my team. Not sure why or indeed whether to stick with him or get rid. Thoughts? Gundogan's stats actually were, he was top, joint top for shots this week. I would be inclined to keep him for this Southampton at home fixture. I think if you've got other fires in your team to put out, I would keep Gundogan at home to Southampton. I think he might have got a rest last night in the Champions League as well. So double check that. If he did, keep him. Because it's a great fixture at home. City could, you know, score five goals again. Gundogan, you know, may well get on the score sheet. Ben Carthy, I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on the premium striker rotation ideas that are going around. Would you potentially just go with one and rotate between them based on fixtures, Ron and Kane, or have two premium strikers but then weaken the rest of your team, i.e. no Salah, Trent, Bruno, etc.? At the moment, I would go with premium striker rotation. So Ronaldo to Lukaku in game week 7, I'd think about bringing in Kane for good fixtures if he's on form. I don't think I'm going to go with three premiums at the moment, but then, you know, I'm not on a wild card. If I was on a wild card, I'd be very tempted to go with three premium players, and those three would obviously be Ronaldo, Lukaku and Salah. At the moment, I've got Ronaldo and Salah. I think I'm going to hold off on Lukaku, but my strategy going forward will be just the one premium striker and rotate them based on the fixtures. I may do that with Salah as well, but obviously Salah is undroppable at the moment, so I won't be doing that. Transfers and captains. So this week, again, not overthinking it on captaincy. It will be on Mo Salah. I toyed with the idea of putting it on Jota, but I just think there's too much risk involved with that. Either of them could get points. I've got Jota anyway. Salah will be my captain. Crystal Palace at home is a better fixture than West Ham away for Ronaldo, and I've already brought in Jimenez for Tony. So I'm keeping Antonio. My bench is Antonio, Brownhill and Livramento. I'll be playing Veltman and Sanchez alongside Soufal, TAA and Shaw. Salah, Jota, Benrahma, Rafinha, Ronaldo, Jimenez. A little bit concerned that I've got four players in that West Ham versus Man United fixture. Hopefully it's either a 0-0 draw for the clean sheet points for Shaw and Soufal, or it's a goal fest with goals and assists. Goals for Ronaldo, goals for Benrahma, assists for Soufal, assists for Shaw. That would be perfect. But we'll see how it goes. I'm pretty happy with my team going forward. That is about it for me. Give me a shout on Twitter or Discord if you like the pod, or any thoughts or anything you want me to discuss in the future. And good luck, everybody, for game week 5.